I'm joined by Timo Malmi.
Hello.
Well, just to explain why Timo is here. This year we have decided to invite to our live shows as many festival directors present in Venice we can, and you are the first one. And the reason of this invitations are to explore the world of movie of film festivals around the world, especially to tell our audience maybe some information on festival they don't know anything about or very little about. So, Timo, this is your first time in Venice, isn't it?
That's right.
And
Venice Film Festival.
I've
been here twice, for the first time, 1973, by Interrail.
Yeah, but it's a totally different experience, you know.
Yes, for sure. I wasn't in Lido at all.
And so my first question to you is, can you tell us something about your festival, just to give an overview of the Midnight Sun Festival? When is it? Where is it? So that our audience can get a grip on it.
Yes. It's in the last corner of Europe, in Finnish Lapland. And in June, 1 week before Midsummer, always. And that's the time when sun never sets there. So if you go to the movies at night, sun is shining all the time. So it's very stimulating. And it's an adventure to go there, for example, myself and most of us who organize it. I live in southern Finland, near or in Helsinki, our capital. So it's 1,000 kilometers to go there to Lapland. And every year we build the festival there. There is just one movie theater. We have four venues, but we build them every year. Mm-hmm. And other volunteer workers come there too and sleep on the floor of the school for more than 1 week. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit different kind of festival of all the best festivals in the world. And it lasts 5 days, and our program constitutes of retrospectives and new films and special screenings.
And which kind of audience do you have?
Well, the audience comes from all parts of Finland and abroad too, and mostly students, but there are no students in this place called Sodankylä, because, of course, during the summer there are no school days, and the closest university is 150 kilometers away, and so on. And but there are also older people, so all kinds of people.
Your first film is going to be 30 years old this year.
Yes.
And when was it started? What was the reason to have a festival up there?
Well, it was founded by Kaurismäki brothers, Mika and Aki, and one fellow film director of theirs called Anssi Mäntäri, who happened to be there in this place called Sodankylä in Lapland in November, when there is total darkness because sun doesn't shine at all during the those months of winter. And he was drunk there maybe at 4 o'clock in the morning and watched the place from his hotel window, and there was total emptiness and total darkness. And he got an idea that why wouldn't we have an international film festival here? That would be something. And that's how it started. At least that's the legend.
That's the legend.
And of course, when we have the truth and the legend, we print the legend.
And to be practical and technical on it, how is it financed?
Well, we got support from our investors and from the government and all kind of public sources, and about the third comes from the audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, from the box office.
Yes, from box office, and the budget is less than 1 million euros.
Okay, and just to have an idea, how big is the box office income, and how many people attend the screenings? More
the
or less?
Number of people attending is about 30,000.
Oh, so it's pretty big. So the city is big enough to host all of these people coming.
Well,
besides those asleep on the on the school floor,
that's a problem. The municipality itself is larger than Belgium, but there are only 10,000 inhabitants, so there are only two hotels.
Oh God!
We have all kind of arrangements to have. Summer hotels, etc., and camping sites, etc., although it can be very cold sometimes. Mm-hmm. And people are taking our audience into their homes, etc., and there is a nice hotel place half an hour away from the village itself.
Convenience distance to
it's possible.
Commute up and down.
Yeah, it's somehow possible to arrange.
Now, I just want to ask you another thing. How many festivals do you attend a year?
Well, earlier when I was just a film programmer and a director of programming, I attended maybe 6 festivals per year. But nowadays, when I'm an artistic director for the first year, it seems to me that there will be much more of them.
Much more of them, yeah. We'll be started traveling without stopping.
Yeah.
Wow. So, but is this the first festival you go to after yours? Or did you go somewhere else?
I went to Bologna in the beginning of June. Il Cinema Ritrovato.
Uh-huh. You said that you were making... part of your program is retrospectives. How did you choose a retrospective?
Well, they are around our special guests, the famous film directors or sometimes actors, mm-hmm. or so on.
So it's like
their career. Like it's retrospectives of their career.
On them, on our specific directors or specific actors' work.
Yes.
Career. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like for example, this year we had Mike Leigh and Christian Petzold and Whit Stillman Miguel Gomez and Nils Malmros from Denmark.
Oh, okay, great. I think Nicola wanted to ask you something.
Yeah, I was so curious. So I was just listening and forgot for a second that I'm actually also a radio host. I think we can probably wrap up with a sort of, you know, very generic question, but I'm really curious to hear your response. What do you think it's the role of a film festival? We have so many film festivals around the world, and yours, of course, you're representative of one of the most peculiar and most interesting, which I sadly haven't attended yet, but I really want to. But as a film festival, what a film festival should be for you?
Well, that's the question to think about always, of course, because it shouldn't be just an institution for itself, but to give something. And in Finland, our festival at least has a function and a role because our film culture is so lousy. That, for example, importing art house films is nowadays very bad, in bad condition. The same with the distribution in Finland, and the theaters are, even in our capital, in Helsinki, the cinemas are just multiplexes. There are no more art houses, and so on. And the film criticism... Soon there are no film critics who get paid for that. Mm. They are just blogs in the net. Mm-hmm. And for example, I started being a movie crazy in the film society movement when I was 15 years old, school kid. And in the 70s, there were more than 200 film societies in Finland. Nowadays, there are maybe a few, I don't know anymore. Well, there are some film festivals. But anyway, and in TV, soon you will see only movies that are in English and maybe in Finnish, but not subtitles, subtitled European or world cinema films. So, certainly, film festival has something to do in the future too, I'm afraid.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
So, long live the film festival, Midnight Sun Film Festival, of course, and thank you so much, Timo, for being with us. Thank you, Angelo, as well.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.